One of the first notable happenings in 2014 was the Governor's Awards for the Arts and Humanities, where State Writer Laureate Nora Dauenhauer presented. Husband Richard Dauenhauer, a treasured voice from that night, and a writer laureate himself, who has now passed, introduced her.
As far as I know, this is the first his and hers laureates in history. Yes, all right. And this is certainly true for Alaska, probably for the entire United States, and possibly for the whole world.
Juno's annual show that blends runway fashion with modern art was one of the next notables of 2014. I sat down with some of the wearable arts artists before the show. Kathy Karchner crafted dresses out of zip ties.
I totally love taking something that is whatever, you know, you use it every day for whatever you use it for, and then using it into some entirely different fashion that is either completely unrecognizable or is interesting.
Artist David Walker said,
an artist has to, I think, leave space for creativity and change and what may happen, what may not. So you can only calculate so much, and then from there, it takes a life of its own.
Not long after Wearable, Kristi Nami Erickson released How to Tell If a Korean Woman Loves You.
I wish my birth mother had Facebook. If she had Facebook, my newsfeed would repeat her name, and I could know how many carrots she cut for dinner. How the sun kisses her and skins her and calls it summer. Whether work is slow or alive and steaming, when it's not just a dark square.
Rachel Jusler opened Favorite Things, a glass art installation at the Jack.
I don't try to make statements with my art or anything. It is basically just something that I have to do.
And virtuoso banjo player Bela Fleck and legendary jazz composer Chick Corea played at the Juno Douglas High School. Jack Fontanella guided us into Folkfest.
Every time you go to the hall for the next few days, you're going to run into somebody that you haven't seen for maybe since last year, maybe for 3 or 4 or 5 or more years. So that's the best part.
And Folkfest guest artist Bonsoir Katang kept our dancing shoes on. Painter David Woody mused about art and teaching on 360 North's The Artist.
I don't have any commitment to realism or anything like that. I don't really consider myself a realist painter in any meaningful sense, but that's something I can help people with. I can't make you more or less creative, but I can help you to learn to draw. You know, I think really you don't teach people to draw, you teach them how to teach themselves how to draw. Art is really always fundamentally self-taught.
All Nations Children's Dance Group leader Barbara Dude.
Watching the kids at celebration performances is the best part because they feel it, because everyone around them is feeling it with them. I guess it's like making me emotional right now. Just thinking about like how powerful it is to watch them be immersed in the culture and the language. It's beautiful.
The Rob Cohen Jazz Group played at 360. As usual, I've run out of time. Some other notables include Sarah Conroe's nice-looking installation at the Rookery, Mudrooms, the Canvas's Tile and Fire Community Art Event, the Gallus Brothers at Folkfest, Ki Aloha, Ishmael Hope's new poetry collection, Festival of the Three Skulls, Rico Whirl's skateboards in the Burke Museum, Harrison B's concert at 360, the Young Brothers' totem poles at Gaja Heat, Theater in the Rough's Winter's Tale, Tidal Echoes, Woosh K, Sammy Burroughs' Tom Waits tribute concert, Ricky Tagaban's work, Perseverance's Chicago. And those are just some examples from the 2014 Juno art scene. As for the arts in 2015, they're being imagined, sketched, designed, written, painted, composed, sculpted, carved, rehearsed, practiced, edited, and modified as we speak. For K2, I'm Scott Burton.